You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today. Today's guest is Eve Gonzalez of Trading Post in the Woods. Eve, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to have you on. So we survived Ramadan 2017. It would almost make a funny t-shirt, you know, I survived Ramadan 2017, except so many people around the world didn't. The Ariana Grande concert marked the week Ramadan began, and then we had the attacks in Brussels and London, and I just basically quit counting all the attacks. And do you hope we'll get a hiatus until next Ramadan?
You know what? I think just how you've been mentioning things off, you know that both of us, we've been out there, we've talked with a lot of people since the election, and there are a lot of people who have said, oh, I don't need to prepare anymore because President Trump is in office now. And I look at all that you just listed off and look at all the disaster events we've had. And it isn't, like you, I've had to stop counting. In fact, at times I just have to turn the news off. You know, when you sit and it's getting more and more, not less and less. So I would love to think that we could go until next year without a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, any of those. But, you know, it's just becoming more and more frequent. In fact, I think people get a little desensitized to it. It's not happening in their area, so they don't think about it. And you know, we meet those people all the time, and so have you. You know, if it's not happening directly to them, it's not going to happen. And so their life just keeps on going, but it only takes an instant. And it's very tragic. The news has been very, very tragic. And, you know, I did have to stop counting.
And we have to consider that sooner or later, radical jihadists are going to hit America with either a large-scale chemical weapon or a biological attack, maybe a dirty bomb. And unless you're within a mile or so of the detonation, sheltering in place is usually your best option. So can you talk to us a little bit about what folks need to do in order to be prepared to shelter in place for an extended period of time?
Okay, so can I take this in just a slight different direction? Because I know you were, when you had first said to me, you know, let's talk about if there's a chemical or biological attack. And I thought, well, it's happening every single day. What are you doing now? Now, I want you to think about this and hear me out. You look at the food we eat. Look at all the chemicals that are being put into it. And when you really research out those chemicals, they cause disease. Some of them cause, you know, ailments and death, okay? When you look at you know, just Roundup. Let's just look at that product, Roundup, and the one chemical that's in there, glyphosate. Well, that, when you do your research on it, they have come out against that saying it can cause autism, allergies, a lot of different digestive tract issues, cancers, Alzheimer's, Parkinson. You know, the Trojan horse, it was beautiful on the outside, and it was deadly on the inside. A lot of times the enemy, when we talk about you'll destroy him from within, well, look at what we're doing to people. Look at all the chemicals. I know there are a lot of people who are very pro vaccine, but you have to look at what's in the vaccine. And if you listen to the TV advertisements on different pharmaceuticals, and you know, you have a skin irritation, and the side effect could be death. When you look, our great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, they didn't have all the disease and everything. So we are under the stuff they're putting in, everything going into the food, the stuff we're spraying on our grass. We're weakening the society. And that is in a chemical attack every single day. What are you doing about it? Are you making yourself aware to what is a GMO? How does that affect your body? You know, so I know that people, and we could talk about the other, but if we don't start looking at what we are battling every single day, and go, how do we change that? How do we make our body stronger? How do we try to make our food healthier for everybody to eat so that we can be stronger as a nation? You know, I'm not one of those people who sit there on the sideline just going, it's a bunch of hooey. We don't need to worry about the chemicals. But we should think twice about putting formaldehyde on our skin, okay? And that goes into some of the lotions and suntan lotions and other things that people do. Fluoride, if you research out fluoride, look back to the history of where it even began. Why was fluoride even used? And look at the concentration camps in Germany. They were using fluoride for a specific purpose. So we, you know, a lot of times we just accept for granted that, good food's going to be put out there for us. All the drugs we're taking, that's all good for us. Everything has a purpose. And some of them do have a purpose, and it might give you might have a good response for what it is. I mean, if your leg has been amputated and you're in pain, you need something, okay? Or something to stop the hemorrhaging that's going on. But, you know, was there a cost to it? We stopped it for a moment. Now what's the long term of that? And I just look at it and go, we are destroying people every day by biological and chemical attack. And, you know, it's not what I do for a living. I'm out there trying to help people during times of disaster. And yet you see things and you pay attention. And if you watch the news and you have to sit back and go, wow, what is in the food I'm eating and what's it doing to my body? Because one of the things I teach people is when a disaster happens, you need to be in your best physical shape possible to have the best chance of surviving. Well, what are we doing? We're consuming all kinds of chemicals. Is that really making us strong? Is it really making us healthy? And do they really know what they're doing to our food and to our air and to our water? I believe they do. And so you have to look at that and determine, is that a chemical attack on us? Is that weakening us as a nation or as a people of the world? And look at the countries that don't even allow some of the chemicals we allow in this country because they deem them not safe. Yet, it's something very common in our society. So before we talk about a massive chemical attack, I had to say, you know what, we're under massive chemical attack every single day.
Yeah, you're right.
Even the lotion you put on, you know, the lotion you put on your skin and stuff. And so, you know, there are certain things we cannot change. We can prepare for, but we cannot change. But there are many things we can change. And so it's just like with the GMO foods. Do you want to eat GMO food or do you not? Do you want non-GMO food? And why would they make it that a company would not have to tell you if it's genetically modified or not? When you think about it, shouldn't they, if they think genetically modified food is so good, then people should have it on their label and we should have the choice to pick genetically modified or not, you know, a non-GMO. And yet it's, you know, they fight to keep us from knowing the truth of whether it's genetically modified or not. So you have to question. You need to start questioning things and going, what am I consuming? What am I drinking? What am I doing? And are we as a nation, if other countries deem it as hazardous to your health, then why on earth are we giving it to our children? Are we slowly killing ourselves from within and we don't need to even be as concerned about that big, you know, a big chemical attack because we have it going on every single day.
The final chapter, Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 4, Vengeance, is now available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition. Since the EMP, Danny Walker's compound has survived waves of violence and the death of many key members. When Danny gets an unexpected piece of news from Elisa, he pledges to put an end to the persistent threat in Charlotte. He will kill Regent Slusher and shut down his consortium of depravity, or he will die trying. In this, the final battle between freedom and tyranny, the victor will determine the course of America for decades to come. Get your copy of Vengeance by best-selling author Mark Goodwin from Amazon.com now.
What you said about the drugs that are advertised on television and the side effects that are listed off that they're admitting to you, this is what can happen, yeah. You know, death, as you said, is the side effect for treatments for like a skin irritation, and it's just and people are just like lemmings, blindly following the advice of these so-called medical professionals, and taking these pharmaceuticals.
Well, and you have to look and go. Basically, you follow the money, all right? And a lot of times, something that's good for you, there's not a lot of money in it. But something that's not good for you, that's been created, developed, you know, there's a lot of money to be made, and it's not good for you. So you look at it and go, what is the rationale between going, you know what, I've got this skin rash, and it may not look really pretty, but I could take something that causes cancer or death. Well, I don't know. I'm not signing up for that, but a lot of people do. We just, they'll listen to a person, and a lot of times the person who will, you know, maybe prescribe it or recommend it doesn't know any better because they've never researched it out. I started talking to a lot of doctors and nurses and doctors who have left their practice because they said they could no longer in good conscience keep pushing that on people. And so they had to walk away, and they want to find out what are natural things that they can do for it. But, you know, we're consuming. If you look at the dyes, I can remember back in the 1990s, I was involved and paid a lot of attention to a lot of the food dyes that were going into our food. And, you know, I was just reading all the studies and reports and everything. And then I'm going, why is this in our food? It's not allowed in other countries. Why is it in our food? And when you look at it and you go, oh, it can cause, you know, autism or allergies, all different kinds of diseases. And go, why are we feeding this to anybody? And why does that dye even have to go into our food? Just to make it look prettier? I'm like, who cares, you know, but we've just taken it as normal. It's just what we do. And I was excited when you said, at first when you had sent me that, the email going, hey, do you want to talk about, what about a biological or chemical attack? And I thought about that. And that's what came to me. Well, what are you doing every day, Mark? Because we battle it every single day. And yet people are waiting for the one big attack when they should be afraid of the everyday attack that they're totally disregarding.
You're absolutely right. And it's the death by a thousand cuts, and people become complacent to that. And we don't have our guard up for that. And that's it's like you said, that's actually happening right now. And the other major, you know, ISIS attack may or may not ever happen.
Yeah, exactly. But you are slowly being attacked, and you don't even see it because it's coming from within. And as Americans, I think we are more willing to believe that, you know, the government as a whole has our best interest at heart. Does the pharmaceutical have our best interest at heart? Does the you know, big manufacturers have our interest at heart? Or is their interest in money, our short cuts taken? Are chemicals used? Is, you know, why do we have, if you go just to the grocery store and you start looking at frosting that you can put on your cake, now it'll say made with genetically modified ingredients. Okay, unless you're in a health food store, most of them in a normal store are going to say that. But then you can find some, like chocolate icing, that has food coloring in it, and other chocolate icing that doesn't. Now, they're both chocolate looking. They both are brown. Why does one have to put a dye in that's not healthy for you compared to one that doesn't, though they're both using genetically modified ingredients? Okay, and if there are people out there who do not know what a GMO or a non-GMO is, you need to look it up. Start doing your research. And that's why I was excited, because I love to educate people and I like to get them thinking outside the box, because we as Americans just kind of put ourselves into a box and we go with the flow. And if you really are concerned about you and your family, stop going with the flow and start really learning the truth about what is going on that you don't pay any attention to. Think about the lakes. People are in the lake. I love to swim in a lake, okay, in the north, not down in the south, because I don't like things that can eat me. So, you know, but up north, when even down south, you have boaters. They're on boating, and so you've got the gas and oil leaking into the water. And then people are spraying their grass with pesticides, and when it rains, does the pesticides run off into that water? And then people go into the water and they're swimming and they're drinking it. And you know, you sit there and you go, how much chemical do you want? Now, I still go swimming in the lakes, okay? But I pay attention to, you know, in the lakes I swim in, you know what? Nobody is in there spraying it with pesticides. How many boaters are on there? If there's a highly populated lake, and I know that there's a lot of gas and motor oil going into that water, you know, I don't go under the water. Sometimes I won't even get in the water, you know, because that's, once again, chemical you're going to consume. So now, giving you that scenario, I was just doing a training class, and I had people who were talking about the water filters and the water that you were going to consume. And there was a person that lived on a very populated lake, a lot of motorboats, and people would go swimming, and they said, you know, they wash their hair in the lake and everything, so now we got chemicals going in. They spray their grass and everything, and they treat the lake for weeds, and they're going to drink that water in the event of a disaster. So they're like, well, we'll go ahead and we'll boil it a little bit, and then we'll still drink it. I'm like, you know, research that out. Can you get rid of the gas and the motor oil and the shampoo and the pesticides and everything going into your water? But we just take it for granted. And so we are bombarded every day. And the question to ask, is it deteriorating us? Is it affecting your health? When you start looking at the side effects of the chemicals or the dyes or the GMOs or anything, any studies that have been done on it, do you have health issues that potentially could be related to that? Is it weakening you? And, you know, that's something you have to do your research on. Don't wait for the big chemical attack. Start dealing with the daily one.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Eve Gonzalez of Trading Post in the Woods. Tune in next week for the rest of the show. Ready-Made Resources has a limited number of PVS-30 night vision scopes for $4,700. These are the top-of-the-line night vision scopes used by the U.S. military, which normally sell for over $11,000. Turn your 12-hour rifle into a 24-hour rifle. Visit Ready-Made Resources to get your PVS-30 today.